The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 17, Maharaj Prithu Becomes Angry at the Earth. Text 1. Maitreya Uvacha. Evam sa Bhagavan Vainya. Kapito gunakarmibi, chandayam asatan kamai, prati pujya binandiyacha. Synonyms. Maitreya Uvacha, the great sage Maitreya, continued to speak, evam thus, sahi, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, vainya, in the form of the son of King Bena, kapita, being glorified, guna karma be, by qualities and factual activities, chandayamasa, pacified, tan, those reciters, kamai, by various presentations, prati pujya, offering all respects, abhinandya, offering prayers, cha, also. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, in this way, the reciters who were glorifying Maharaj Prithu readily described his qualities and chivalrous activities. At the end, Maharaj Prithu offered them various presentations with all due respect and worshipped them adequately. Text 2. Brahmana Pramukhan Varan Britya Matya Purodasha Puranjana Padam Shaini Prakriti Samapujayat. Synonyms. Brahmana Pramukhan, unto the leaders of the Brahmana community. Varnan, to the other castes. Britya, servants. Amatya, ministers. Purodasa, to the priests. Puran, to the citizens. Janapadam, to his countrymen. Shreni, to different communities. Prakriti, to the admirers. Samapujayat, he gave proper respects. Translation. King Prithu thus satisfied and offered all respect to all the leaders of the Brahmanas and other castes, to his servants, to his ministers, and to the priests, citizens, general countrymen, people from other communities, admirers, and others, and thus they all became happy. Text 3. Vidura Uvacha Kasma Dadhara Go Rupam Daritri Bahurupini Yam dudo ha pruhus tatra kovatso dohanam chakim. Synonyms. Vidura Uvacha, Vidura inquired, kashmat, why, dadhara took gorupam, the shape of a cow, daritri, the earth, bahurupini, who has many other forms, yam who, dudoha, milked, Prithu, King Prithu, tatra, there, ka, who, Vatsa, the calf, Dodhanam, the milking pot, cha, also, kim, what? Translation. Vidura inquired from the great sage Maitreya, my dear Brahmana, since Mother Earth can appear in different shapes, why did she take the shape of a cow? And when King Prithu milked her, who became the calf, what was the milking pot? Text 4. Prakritya Vishama Devi Krita Sena Samakatam Tasya Medyam Hayam Deva Kasya Hetura Paharat. Synonyms. Prakritya, by nature, Vishrama, not level, Devi, the earth. Krita was made, Tena, by him, Sama, level. Katam, how, Tasya, his, Medyam, meant for offering in the sacrifice, Hayam, horse, Deva, the demigod Indra, Kasya, for what, Heto, reason, Apaharat, stole. Translation. The surface of the earth is by nature low in some places and high in others. Why did King Prithu level the surface of the earth? And why did the king of heaven, Indra, steal the horse meant for the sacrifice? Text 5. Sat Kumarad Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Vidutamat Labdva Gyanam Savigyanam Rajarshi Kam Gati Gita. synonym Sanat Kumarat from Sanat Kumar. Bhagavata, the most powerful Brahman, my dear Brahmana. Brahmavit Uttamat, well versed in the Vedic knowledge. Labdva, after achieving Jnanam, knowledge. Savijnanam, for practical application. Rajarishi, the great saintly king. Kam, which Gatim, destination, Gata, achieved. Translation. The great saintly king, Maharaj Prithu, received knowledge from Sanat Kumar, who was the greatest Vedic scholar. After receiving knowledge to be applied practically in his life, how did the saintly king attain his desired destination? Purport. There are four Vaishnava Sampradaya systems of disciplic succession. One Sampradaya comes from Lord Brahma, one from the Goddess of Fortune, one from the Kumars, headed by Sanat Kumar, and one from Lord Shiva. These four systems of disciplic succession are still going on. As King Prithu has illustrated, one who is serious about receiving transcendental Vedic knowledge must accept a guru, or spiritual master, in one of these four disciplic successions. It is said that unless one accepts a mantra from one of these sampradayas, the so-called mantra will not act in Kali Yuga. Many sampradayas have sprung up without authorities, and they are misleading the people by giving unauthorized mantras. The rascals of these so-called sampradayas do not observe the Vedic rules and regulations. Although they are addicted to all kinds of sinful activities, they still offer the people mantras and thus mislead them. Intelligent persons, however, know that such mantras will never be successful, and as such, they never patronize such upstart spiritual groups. People should be very careful of these nonsensical sampradayas. To get some facility for sense gratification, unfortunate people in this age receive mantras from these so-called sampradayas. Prithu Maharaj, however, showed by his example that one should receive knowledge from a bona fide sampradaya. Therefore, Maharaj Prithu accepted Sanat Kumar as his spiritual master. Texts 6 through 7. Yachchanyad api Krishnasya Bhavan Bhagavata Prabho Shrava Shushrava Sa Punyam Purva Deha Katashrayam Bhaktaya Me Nuraktaya Tava Chod Sajasyacha Vaktum Arhasi Yuduryad Vainya Rupena Gami Hamam. Synonyms. Yad, which, cha, and anyat, other, api, certainly, Krishnasya, of Krishna, Bhavan, your good self, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabho, powerful, Shrava, glorious activities, Shru, Su Shravasa, who is very pleasing to hear about, Punyam, pious, Purvadeha, of his previous incarnation, Kata Ashrayam, connection with the narration, Bhaktaya, unto the devotee, me, unto me, Anuraktaya, very much attentive, Atava, of your cha, and Adhoksajasya, of the Lord who is known as Adhoksaja. Cha, also, Bhaktumarasi, please narrate, na, one who, Aduyat, milked, Vanya Rupena, in the form of the son of King Vena, Gam, cow, earth, imam, this. Translation. Prithu Maharaj was a powerful incarnation of the Lord of Lord Krishna's potencies. Consequently, any narration concerning his activities is surely very pleasing to hear, and it produces all good fortune. As far as I am concerned, I am always your devotee as well as a devotee of the Lord who is known as Adhoksaja. Please, therefore, narrate all the stories of King Prithu in the form of the son of King Vena, milked, the cow-shaped earth. Purport. Lord Krishna is also known as Avatari, which means, quote, from whom, one from whom all the incarnations emanate, end quote. In Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Lord Krishna says, Aham Savarsya Bhababha Mata Savaram Prapatate, quote, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me, end quote. Thus, Lord Krishna is the origin of everyone's appearance. As far as this material world is concerned, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva are all emanations from Krishna. These three incarnations of Krishna are called Guna avatars. The material world is governed by three material modes of nature, and Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Vishnu respectively take charge of the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Maharaj Prithu is also an incarnation of those qualities of Lord Krishna by which one rules over conditioned souls. In this verse, the word adhokshaja, meaning, quote, beyond the perception of the material senses, end quote, is very significant. No one can perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead by mental speculation. Therefore, a person with a poor fund of knowledge cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since one can form only an impersonal idea on the strength of one's material senses, the Lord is known as adhokshaja. Text 8. Sutu vacha koditu vitare naivam vasudeva katam priti prashasya tam prita mana maitreya pratya basata. Synonyms: Sutu vacha. Sutu Goswami said, Kodita, inspired Vidurena by Vidura, evam, thus, Vasudeva of Lord Krishna, katam, narration, prati, about, prashasya, praising, tam, him, pritamana, being very pleased, Maitreya, the saint, Maitreya, pratyabhasata, replied. Translation: Sutta Goswami continued, when Vidura became inspired to hear of the activities of Lord Krishna in his previous incarnations, Maitreya, also being inspired and being very pleased with Vidura, began to praise him. Then Maitreya spoke as follows. Purport: Talk of Krishna Katha, or topics about Lord Krishna or his incarnations, is spiritually so inspiring that the reciter and hearer are never exhausted. That is the nature of spiritual talks. We've actually seen that one can never become satiated by hearing the conversations between Vidura and Maitreya. Both of them are devotees, and the more Vidura inquires, the more Maitreya is encouraged to speak. The symptom of spiritual talks is that no one feels tired. Thus, upon hearing the questions of Vidura, the great sage Maitreya did not feel disgusted, but rather felt encouraged to speak at greater length. Text 9. Maitreya Vacha. Yada bishikta pratur anga vipraya amantrito janatayas chapala prajad nirane kshiti prestayatya kshut shama deha patim avyavochan. Synonyms: Maitreya Vacha, the great sage Maitreya said, yada, when abhisikta was enthroned, Prithu, King Prithu, Anga, my dear Vidura, Vipray by the Brahmanas, Amantrita was declared, Janataya of the people, Cha also, Prala, the protector, Praja, the citizens, Nirane, being without food grains, Kshiti Priste, the surface of the globe, Etyab coming near, Kshut, by hunger, Kshama, skinny, Deha, their bodies, Patim, to the protector, Abhyavochand, they said. Translation: the great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, at the time King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and brahmanas and declared to be this protector of the citizens, there was a scarcity of food grains. The citizens actually became skinny due to starvation. Therefore, they came before the king and informed him of their real situation. Purport: information is given herein concerning the selection of the king by the brahmanas. According to the Varnashram system, the brahmanas are considered to be the head of the society and therefore to be situated in the topmost social position. The Varnashram Dharma, or the institution of four varnas and four ashrams, is very scientifically designed. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Varnashram Dharma is not a man-made institution, but is God-made. In this narration, it is clearly indicated that the brahmanas used to control by the royal power. When an evil king like Vena ruled, the brahmanas would kill him through their brahminical powers and would select a proper ruler by testing his qualifications. In other words, the brahmanas, or the intelligent men or great sages, would control the monarchical powers. Here, we have an indication of how the brahmanas selected King Prithu to the throne as the protector of the citizens. The citizens, being skinny due to hunger, approached the king and informed him that necessary action should be taken. The structure of the Varnashram Dharma is so nice that the Brahmanas would guide the head of the state. The head of the state would then give protection to the citizens. The Kshatriyas would take charge of protecting the people in general. And under the protection of the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas would protect the cows, produce food grains, and distribute them. The Shudras, the working class, would help the higher three classes by manual labor. This is the perfect social system. Text 10 through 11. Vayam Rajan Jatarena Bitapta Yatagnina Kotarastena Riksha Tvam Adya Yata Sharanam Sharanyam Ya Sadito Vriti Karapatina Tano Bhavan Ihatu Ratave Nam Shudara Ditanam Naradeva Deva Yvan Na Nakanshya Maha Ujitoro Ja Vartapatis Tvam Kila Lokapala Siddhams. Vayam, we, Rajan, O King, Jatarena, by the fire of hunger, Aditapta, very much aggrieved, Agata, just as Agnina, by the fire, Kotarastena, in the hollow of a tree, Viksha trees, Tvam, unto you, Adya, today, Yata, we have come, Sharanam, shelter, Sharanyam, worth taking shelter of, Yahu, Sadita, appointed Vritikara, one who gives employment, Pati, master, na, our, tat, therefore, na, to us, Bhavan, your majesty, Ihatu, please try, Ritave, to give, Anam, food grains, Kshuda, with hunger, Arditanam, suffering, Naradeva, Deva, O supreme master of all kings, Yavanat, lust, Nankshyamahe, we will perish. Ujita, being bereft of urja, food grains. Varta, of occupational engagements. Pati, bestower, tvam, you. Kila, indeed, Lokapala, the protector of the citizens. Translation. Dear King, just as a tree with a fire burning in the hollow of the trunk gradually dries up, we are drying up due to a fire of hunger in our stomachs. You are the protector of surrendered souls, and you have been appointed to give employment to us. Therefore, we have come to you, all come to you for protection. You are not only a king, but the incarnation of God as well. Indeed, you are the king of all kings. You can give us all kinds of occupational engagements, for you are the master of our livelihood. Therefore, O King of all kings, please arrange to satisfy our hunger by the proper distribution of food grains. Please take care of us, lest we soon die for want of food. Purport. It is the duty of the king to see that everyone in the social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, is fully employed in the state. Just as it is the duty of the Brahmanas to select a proper king, it is the duty of the king to see that all the Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, are fully engaged in their respective occupational duties. It is here indicated that although the people were allowed to perform their duties, they were still unemployed. Although they were not lazy, they still could not produce sufficient food to satisfy their hunger. When the people are perplexed in this way, they should approach the head of government, and the president or king should take immediate action to mitigate the distress of the people. Text 12. Maitreya Uvacha Pritu Praja Nam Kurunam Vishamya Paridevitam Digham Dadya Kurukshesta Nirmitam So Nifadita. Synonyms. Maitreya Uvacha, the great saint, Maitreya said, Pritu, King Pritu, Prajanam, of the citizens, Kurunam, pitiable condition, Vishamya, hearing, Paridevitam, lamentation, Dirgam, for a long time, Dado, contemplated, Kuru, Shrestha, O Vidura, Nimitam, the cause, saw he, Anvapadayata, found out. Translation, after hearing this lamentation and seeing the pitiable condition of the citizens, King Prithu contemplated this matter for a long time to see if he could find out the underlying causes. Text 8:13. Iti vyavashito buddhya pragrihita sarasana sandade viksikam bhumahe kudastipura hayata. Synonyms, iti, thus, vyavasita, having arrived at the conclusion, buddhya, by intelligence, Pragrihita, having taken up Sharasana, the bow, Sandade fixed Vishikan, an arrow, Bhume, at the earth, Kruda, angry, Tripura, ha, Lord Shiva, yata, like. Translation. Having arrived at a conclusion, the king took up his bow and arrow and aimed them at the earth, exactly like Lord Shiva, who destroys the whole world out of anger. Purport. King Prithu found out the cause of the scarcity of food grains. He could understand that it was not the people's fault, for they were not lazy in executing their duties. Rather, the earth was not producing sufficient food grains. This indicates that the earth can produce sufficiently if everything is properly arranged, but sometimes the earth can refuse to produce food grains for various reasons. The theory is that there is a scarcity of food grains due to an increase of population is not a very sound theory. There are other causes that enable the earth to produce profusely or to stop producing. King Prithu found out the proper causes and took the necessary steps immediately. Text 14. Prame Pramana Dharani Nisha Myo Dayodam Chatam Gau Sati Apadravad Bhut Bita Mrigiva Mrigayu Duta. Synonyms. Prame Papana, trembling, Dairani, the earth, Nisamya Singh, Udayudam, having taken his bow and arrow, Cha, also Tam, the king, Gau, the cow, Sati, becoming, Upadravat, began to flee, Bita, very much afraid, Mrigiva, just like a deer, Mrigayu, by a hunter, Duta being followed. Translation. When the earth saw that King Prithu was taking his bow and arrow to kill her, she became very much afraid and began to tremble. She then began to flee, exactly like a deer which runs very swiftly when followed by a hunter. Being afraid of King Prithu, she took the shape of a cow and began to run. Purport. Just as a mother produces various children, male and female, the womb of the Mother Earth produces all kinds of living entities in various shapes. Thus it is possible for Mother Earth to take on innumerable shapes. At this time, in order to avoid the wrath of King Prithu, she took the shape of a cow. Since a cow is never to be killed, Mother Earth thought it wise to take the shape of a cow in order to avoid King Prithu's arrows. King Prithu, however, could understand this fact, and therefore he did not stop chasing the cow-shaped earth. Text 15. Tam anvadavat tadvainya kupito taruneksana sharam dunusi sandaya yatra yatra palayate. Synonyms. Tam, the cow-shaped earth. Anvadavat, he chased. Tam, tartat, then. Vanaya, Vanya, the son of King Vena. Kupita, being very much angry. Ati Aruna, very red, Ikshana, his eyes, Sharam, an arrow, Danusi, on the bow, Sandhaya, placing Yatra Yatra, wherever, Palayate, she flees. Translation, seeing this, Maharaj Prithu became very angry, and his eyes became as red as the early morning sun. Placing an arrow on his bow, he chased the cow-shaped earth wherever she would run. Text 16. Sadisho vidisho devi rodasi chantaram tayo devanti tatra tatrainam didarshanu dyatayudam. Synonyms. Sa, the cow-shaped earth. Disha, in the four directions. Vidisha, randomly in other directions. Devi, the goddess. Rodasi, towards heaven and earth. Cha, also. Antaram, between. Tayo, them. Devanti, fleeing. Tatra tatra, here and there. Enam, the king. Didarsha, she saw Anu behind, Udyata taken up, Ayudam, his weapons. Translation, the cow-shaped earth ran here and there, in outer space, between the heavenly planets and the earth, and wherever she ran, the king chased her with his bow and arrows. Text 17. Loke navindata tranam vainyam mrityor iva praja trasta tada nivatrite Hridiena viduyata. Synonyms. Loke, within the three worlds, na not, avindata, could obtain, tranam, release, Vinyat from the hand of the son of King Vena, Mrityu from death. Eva, like Praja men, Trasta being very much afraid, Tada at that time, Nivarite, turned back, Hridayena within her heart, Viduyata very much aggrieved. Translation, just as a man cannot escape the cruel hands of death, the cow-shaped earth could not escape the hands of the son of Vena. At length the earth, fearful, her heart aggrieved, turned back in helplessness. Text 18. Uvacha cha mahabhagam dharmagna pana vatsala traimam apibhutanam palane vasito bhavan. Synonyms. Uvacha, she said, cha and mahabhagam, unto the great fortunate king, dharmagna, O knower of the principles of religion, apana vatsal, O shelter of the surrendered, travi, save, mam, me, api, indeed, bhutanam, of living entities, palane, in protection, avastita, situated, bhavan, your majesty. Translation, addressing the great opulent King Prithu as the knower of religious principles and shelter of the surrendered, she said, please save me. You are the protector of all living entities. Now you are situated as the king of this planet. Purport. The cow-shaped earth addressed King Prithu as Dharmagna, which refers to one who knows the principles of religion. Principles of religion dictate that a cow, a woman, a child, and a brahmana, or an old man, must be given all protection by the king, or anyone else. Consequently, Mother took the shape of a cow. She was also a woman. Thus, she appealed to the king as one who knows the principles of religion. Religious principles also dictate that one should not be killed if he surrenders. She reminded King Prithu that not only was he an incarnation of God, but he was situated as the king of the earth as well. Therefore, his duty was to excuse her. Text 19. Satvam jighamsase kasmad dinam akrita kilbisham. Ahani syat katam yosham dharmagya ito yo mata. Synonyms. Sa, that very person, tvam, you, jighamase, want to kill, kasmat, why, dinam, poor, akrita, without having done, kilbisham, any sinful activities, abhinishyat, would kill, katam, how, yosham, a woman, dharmagya, the knower of religious principles, iti, thus, ya, one who, mata, is considered. Translation. The cow-shaped earth continued to appeal to the king. I am very poor and have not committed any sinful activities. I do not know why you want to kill me. Since you are supposed to be the knower of all religious principles, why are you so envious of me and why are you so anxious to kill a woman? Purport. The earth appealed to the king in two ways. A king who knows religious principles cannot kill anyone who has not committed its sinful activities. Apart from this, a woman is not to be killed, even if she does commit some sinful activities. Since the earth was innocent and was also a woman, the king should not kill her. Text 20. Praharanti navai shrista kritagashvapi jantava kim uta tvad vidarajan karuna dina vatsala. Synonyms. Praharanti, strike, nah, never, vai, certainly, shristu, women, kritagasu, having committed sinful activities, api, although jantava, of living human beings, kim uta, what to speak of, tvat vida, personalities like you, rajan, O king, karuna, merciful, dina vatsal, affectionate to the poor. Translation. Even if a woman does commit some sinful activity, no one should place his hand upon her. And what to speak of you, dear king, who are so merciful? You are a protector, and you are affectionate to the poor. Text 21. Mam vipas tyajaram navam yatra vishvam pratistitam atmanam cha prajast chema katam ambasi dasisi. Synonyms. Mam, me, vipatya, breaking to pieces, ajaram, very strong, navam, boat, yatra, where, vishvam, all worldly paraphernalia, prastistitam, standing, atmanam, yourself, cha, and praja, your subjects, cha, also, imam, all these, katam how, ambasi, in the water, dadsyasi, you will hold. Translation. The cow-shaped earth continued, my dear king, I am just like a strong boat, and all the paraphernalia of the world is standing upon me. If you break me into pieces, how can you protect yourself and your subjects from drowning? Report. Beneath the entire planetary system is the Garbha water. Lord Vishnu lies on this Garbha water, and from his abdomen a lotus stem grows, and all the planets within the universe are floating in the air, being supported by this lotus stem. If a planet is destroyed, it must fall into the water of Garbha. The earth therefore warned King Prithu that he could gain nothing by destroying her. Indeed, how would he protect himself and his citizens from drowning in the Garbha water? In other words, outer space may be compared to an ocean of air, and each and every planet is floating on it just as a boat or island floats on the ocean. Sometimes planets are called dvipa or islands, and sometimes they are called boats. Thus, the cosmic manifestation is partially explained in this reference by the cow-shaped earth. Text 22. Prithu urvacha vasude tvam vidasyami mach chansana paramukim bhagam barhisi yavrinkte natanoti chado vasu. Synonyms. Prithu urvacha, King Prithu replied, Vasude, my dear earthly planet, tvam, you, vadhisyami, I shall kill, mat, my sasana, rulings, parakmukim, disobedient to, bhagam, your share, brahisi, in the jaga, yahu, vrinkte, accepts, na, not, tanoti, does deliver, cha, and, na, to us, vasu, produce. Translation. King Prithu replied to the earthly planet, my dear earth, you've disobeyed my rulings and orders. In the form of a demigod, you have accepted your share of the yagas to be performed, but in return you have not produced sufficient food grains. For this reason, I must kill you. Purport. Cow-shaped earthly planet submitted that she was not only a woman, but was innocent and sinless as well. Thus, she argued that she should not be killed. Besides, she pointed out that being perfectly religiously minded, the king could not violate the religious principles that forbade killing a woman. In reply, Maharshi Prithu informed her that first of all, she had disobeyed his orders. This was her first sinful activity. Secondly, he accused her of taking her share of the yagas sacrifices but not producing sufficient food grains in return. Text 23. Yavasham jagdi anudinam naiva dogti audasam payau yasyam ertasyam eva hi dustayam dando natra nashasyate. Synonyms. Yavasam, green grass. Jagdi, you eat. Anudinam, daily. Na, never. Eva, certainly. Dogdi, you yield. Audasam, in the milk bag, paya, milk, tasyam, when a cow, evam, das, he, certainly, dusyam, being offensive, danda, punishment, na, not, atro, here, na, not, sashite, is advisable. Translation. Although you are eating green grass every day, and you are not filling your milk bag so we can utilize your milk. Since you are willingly committing offenses, it cannot be said that you are not punishable due to your assuming the form of a cow. Purport. A cow eats green grasses in the pasture and fills her milk bag with sufficient milk so that the cow herdsman can milk her. Yagas sacrifices are performed to produce sufficient clouds that will pour water on the earth. The word paya can refer to both water and milk. As one of the demigods, the earthly planet was taking her share of the yagas. That is, she was eating green grass. But in return, she was not producing sufficient food grains. That is, she was not filling her from her milk bag. Prithu Maharaj was thus justified in threatening to punish her for her offense. Text 24. Tvam kalav ashadi bijani prak shistani Shavyambula buva namu chasi atmarudani mam avajidnaya mandadi. synonyms, tvam, you, kalo, certainly, oshadi, of herbs, plants, and grains, bijani, the seeds, prak, formerly, shristani, created, svayambhuva, by Lord Brahma, na, do not, munchasi, deliver, atmarudani, hidden within yourself, mam, me, of Ajnaya, disobeying, mandadi, less intelligent. Translation, you have so lost your intelligence that despite my orders, you do not deliver the seeds of herbs and grains formerly created by Brahma and now hidden within yourself. Purport, while creating all the plants in the universe, Lord Brahma also created seeds of various grains, herbs, plants, and trees. When sufficient water falls from the clouds, the seeds fructify and produce fruits, grains, vegetables, etc. By his example, Prithu Maharaj indicates that whenever there is a scarcity in food production, the head of the government should take steps to see why production is being held up and what should be done to rectify the situation. Text 25. Amusan kshut paritanam artanam paridevitam samayishyami madbhajanar vinayas tavamedasa. Synonyms. Amusham, all of them, kshut paritanam, Tinatanam, suffering from hunger, Artanam, of the distress, Paridevitam, the lamentation, Shashayishyami, I shall pacify, Matbanai, by my arrows, Vinaya, being cut to pieces, Tava, of you, Medasa, by the flesh. Translation, now, with the help of my arrows, I shall cut you to pieces, and with your flesh, satisfy the hunger-stricken citizens who are now crying for want of grains. Thus I shall satisfy the crying citizens of my kingdom. Purport. Here we find some indication of how the government can arrange for the eating of cow flesh. Here it is here indicated that in rare circumstance where there is no supply of grains, the government may sanction the eating of meat. However, when there is sufficient food, the government should not allow the eating of cow's flesh just to satisfy the fastidious tongue. In other words, in rare circumstances, when people are suffering for want of grains, meat eating or flesh eating can be allowed, but not otherwise. The maintenance of slaughterhouses for the satisfaction of the tongue and the killing of animals unnecessarily should never be sanctioned by a government. As described in a previous verse, cows and other animals should be given sufficient grass to eat. If despite a sufficient supply of grass, a cow does not supply milk, and if there is an acute shortage of food, the dried-up cow may be utilized to feed the hungry masses of people. According to the law of necessity, first of all, human society must try to produce food, grains, and vegetables, but if they fail in this, they can indulge in flesh-eating. Otherwise, not. As human society is presently structured, there is sufficient production of grains all over the world. Therefore, the opening of slaughterhouses cannot be supported. In some nations, there is so much surplus grain that sometimes extra grain is thrown into the sea, and sometimes the government forbids further production of grain. The conclusion is that the earth produces sufficient grain to feed the entire population, but the distribution of this grain is restricted due to trade restriction regulations and the desire for profit. Consequently, in some places there is scarcity of grain and others profuse production. If there were one government on the surface of the earth to handle the distribution of grain, there would be no question of scarcity, no necessity to open slaughterhouses, and no need to present false theories about overpopulation. Text 26. Puman yoshid upta kliba atma sambhavano dama. Bhuteshu naranu krosho nripanam tadvado vada. Synonyms. Puman, a man. Yoshit, a woman. Ukta, also. Kliba, a eunuch. Atma sambhavana, interested in self-maintenance. Adharma, lowest of mankind. Bhuteshu, to other living entities. Niranu krosha, without compassion. Nripanam, for the kings. Tat, of him. Vada, killing. Avada, not killing. Translation, any cruel person, be he a man, woman, or impotent eunuch, who is only interested in his personal maintenance and has no compassion for other living entities, may be killed by the king. Such killing can never be considered actual killing. Purport, the planet Earth is actually a woman, in her constitutional form, and as such she needs to be protected by the king. Prithvi argues, however, that if a citizen within the state, be he man, woman, or eunuch, is not compassionate upon his fellow man, he or she may be killed by the king, and such killing is never to be considered actual killing. As far as the field of spiritual activities is concerned, when a devotee is self-satisfied and does not preach the glories of Krishna, he is not considered a first-class devotee. A devotee who tries to preach, who has compassion upon innocent persons who have no knowledge of Krishna, is a superior devotee. In his prayer to the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj said that he was not personally interested in liberation from this material world. Rather, he did not wish to be liberated from this material condition until all fallen souls were delivered. Even in the material field, if a person is not interested in others' welfare, he should be considered to be condemned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his incarnation like Prithu Maharaj. Text 27. Tvam stabdam dharmadam nitva maya gam tili shasharai atma yoga bala nema darashishyami aham praja. Synonyms: Tvam, you; stabdam, very much puffed up; dharmadam, mad; nitva, bringing into such a condition; mayagam, false cow; tilasha, into small particles like grains; sharai, by my arrows; atma, personal; yoga balena, by mystic power; ima, all these; darayishyami, shall uphold; aham, I; praja, all the citizens or all living entities. Translation: you are very much puffed up with pride and have become almost insane. Presently you have assumed the form of a cow by mystic powers. Nonetheless, I shall cut you into small pieces like grain, and I will uphold the entire population by my personal mystic powers. Purport: the earth informed King Prithu that if he destroyed her, he and his subjects would fall down into the waters of the Garbha ocean. King Prithu now replies to that point. Although the earth assumed the shape of a cow by her mystic powers in order to be saved from being killed by the king was aware of this fact and would not hesitate to cut her into pieces, just like small bits of grain. As far as the destruction of the citizens is concerned, Maharaj Prithu maintained that he could uphold everyone by his own mystic powers. He did not need the help of the earthly planet. Being in the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, Prithu Maharaj possessed the power of Shankarshan, which is explained by the scientists as the power of gravitation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is holding millions of planets in space without any support. Similarly, Prithu Maharaj would not have found any difficulty supporting all his citizens and himself in space without the help of the earthly planet. The Lord is known as Yogeshwar, master of all mystic powers. Consequently, the earthly planet was informed by the king that she need not worry about his standing without her help. Text 28. Evam muni yumayim murtim kritantam eva bibratam pranata prajali pradna praha mahi sanjeta vipatu. Synonyms: evam, thus; manyumayim, very much angry; murtim, the form; kritantam, death personified; yamaraj, eva, like; bibratam, possessing; pranata, surrendered; Pranjali, with folded hands; Praha said; Mahi, the planet Earth; Sanjata, arisen; Veputu, trembling in her body. Translation: at this time, Maharaj Prithu became exactly like Yamaraj, and his whole body appeared very angry. In other words, he was anger personified. After hearing him, the Earth planet began to tremble. She surrendered, and with folded hands began to speak as follows. Purport: the Supreme Personality of Godhead is death personified to miscreants and the Supreme Beloved Lord to the devotees. In Bhagavad Gita 10:34, the Lord says, Mrityu sarva harashtraham, I am all devouring death. Faithless unbelievers who challenge the appearance of God will be delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he appears before them as death. Hiranyakashipu, for example, challenged the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord met him in the form of Nrisimhadev and killed him. Similarly, when the Earth planet saw Maharaj Prithu as death personified, she also saw him as in the mood of anger personified. Therefore, she began to tremble. One cannot challenge the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any circumstance. It's better to surrender unto him than take his protection at all times. Text 29. Daro vacha nama parasmai purushasya mayaya vinyasta nanatavane gunatmane nama shrupanu bhavena niruduta dravya kira karaka vipramor maye. Synonyms. Dara, the earth, the planet. Uvacha said, nama, I offer my obeisances. Parasmai, unto the transcendence. Purushaya, unto the person. Mayaya, by the material energy. Vinyasta, expanded. Nana, various. Tanave, whose forms. Duna atmane, and unto the source of the three modes of material nature. Nama, offer my obeisances. Sarup, of the real form, anubhavena, by understanding, nirduta, not affected by, dravya, matter, kriya, action, karaka, doer, vibrama, bewilderment, urumaye, the waves of material existence. Translation, the planet Earth spoke, my dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are transcendental in your position, and by your material energy, you have expanded yourself in various forms and species of life through the interaction of the three modes of material nature. Unlike some other masters, you always remain in your transcendental position and are not affected by the material creation, which is subject to different material interactions. Consequently, you are not bewildered by material activities. Purport. After Prithu gave his royal command, the planet Earth, in the shape of a cow, could understand that the king was a directly empowered incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the king knew everything, past, present, and future. Thus, there was no possibility of the Earth's cheating him. The Earth was accused of hiding the seeds of all herbs and grains, and therefore she is preparing to explain how the seeds of these herbs and grains can be again exposed. The Earth knew that the king was very angry with her, and she realized that unless she pacified his anger, there was no possibility of placing a positive program before him. Therefore, in the beginning of her speech, she very humbly presents herself as a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's body. She submits that the various bodily forms manifested in the material world are but physical, different parts and parcels of this supreme gigantic body. It is said that the lower planetary systems are parts and parcels of the legs of the Lord, whereas the upper planetary systems are parts and parcels of the Lord's head. The Lord creates this material world by his external energy, but this external energy is in one sense not different from him. Yet, at the same time, the Lord is not directly manifested in the external energy, but is always situated in the spiritual energy. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Maya Dakshena Prakriti, material nature is working under the direction of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord is not unattached to the external energy, and he is addressed in this verse as Gunatma, the source of the three modes of material nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 13:15, Nirgunam Guna Bhakti Cha. Although the Lord is not attached to the external energy, he is nonetheless the master of it. The philosophy of Lord Chaitanya upholding that the Lord is simultaneously one with and different from his creation, Achintya-bheda-bheda tattva, is very easily understandable in this connection. The planet Earth explains that although the Lord is attached to the external energy, he is nirduta. He is completely freed from the activities of external energy. The Lord is always situated in his internal energy. Therefore, in this verse it is stated, Sarupa Anubhavena, the Lord remains completely in his internal potency and yet has full knowledge of the external energy as well as the internal energy, just as his devotee remains always in a transcendental position, keeping himself in the service of the Lord without becoming attached to the material body. Srila Rupa Goswami says that the devotee who is always engaged in a devotional service of the Lord is always liberated, regardless of his material situation. If it is possible for a devotee to remain transcendental, it is certainly possible for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to remain in his internal potency without being attached to the external potency. There should be no difficulty in understanding this situation. Just as a devotee is never bewildered by his material body, the Lord is never bewildered by the external energy of this material world. A devotee is not hampered by the material body, although he's situated in a physical body that runs according to so many material conditions. For example, there are five kinds of air functioning within the body, and there are so many organs. The hands, legs, tongue, genitals, rectum, etc., all working differently. The spirit soul, the living entity who is in full knowledge of his position, is always engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and is not connected with the bodily functions. Although the Lord is connected with the material world, he is always situated in his spiritual energy and is always unattached to the functions of the material world. As far as the material body is concerned, there are six, quote, waves, end quote, or unsymptomatic material conditions: hunger, thirst, lamentation, bewilderment, old age, and death. The liberated soul is never concerned with these six physical interactions. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being the all-powerful master of all energies, has some connection with the external energy, but he is always freed from the interactions of the external energy in the material world. Text 30. Ye naham atmayatanam vinirmita datra yato yam guna sarga sangraha sa eva mam hantam udyad da svarad upastito niyam sharanam kam ashraye. Synonyms: yena, by whom, aham, I, atma ayatanam, resting place of all living entities, Vinirmita, was created, Datra, by the Supreme Lord, Yata, on account of whom, I am, this, Guna Sarga Sagraha, combination of different material elements, Sahi, Eva, certainly, Mam, me, Hantum, to kill, Apaduda, prepared with weapons, Shvarat, completely independent, Upastita, now present before me, Anyam, other, Sharnam, shelter, come, unto whom, Ashraye, I shall resort to. Translation: the earth planet continued. My dear Lord, you are the complete conductor of the material creation. You have created this cosmic manifestation and the three material qualities, and therefore you have created me, the planet Earth, the resting place of all living entities. Yet you are always fully independent, my Lord. Now that you are present before me and are ready to kill me with your weapons, please know where shall I shall go to take shelter, and tell me who can give me protection. Purport: the planet Earth herein exhibits the symptoms of full surrender before the Lord. As stated, no one can protect the person whom Krishna is prepared to kill, and no one can kill the person whom Krishna protects. Because the Lord was prepared to kill the planet Earth, there was no one to give protection to her. We are all receiving protection from the Lord, and it is therefore proper that every one of us surrender unto him. In Bhagavad Gita 18:66, the Lord instructs, Sarva dharman prajaja mamikam sharanam braja aham tam sarva papebhyo mokshishami mashucha. Quote, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. End quote. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, my dear Lord, whatever I have, even my mind, the center of all material necessities, namely my home, my body, whatever I have in this connection with this body, I now surrender unto you. You are now completely independent to act however you like. If you like, you can kill me, and if you like, you can save me. In any case, I am your eternal servant, and you have every right to do whatever you like. End quote. Text 31. Ya etad advad Ashivach charana characharam swamayayatma shrayaya vitarkraya tayaiva soyam kila goptu mudayat katam numam dharma paro jighamsati. Translation or synonyms: Ya, one who etat these ado in the beginning of creation, Ashrijat, created charach acharam, moving and non-moving living entities, svamayaya, by his own potency, atmi ashrayaya, sheltered under his own protection, avitarkyaya, inconceivable, taya, by the same maya, eva, certainly, sahi, I am this king, kila, certainly, goptum odyata, prepared to give protection, katam, how, nu, then, mam, me, dharma para, one who is strictly following religious principles, Jighamsati, desires to kill. Translation, in the beginning of creation, you created all these unmoving and unmoving living entities by your inconceivable energy. Although this very same energy you are now prepared, through this very same energy you are now prepared to protect the living entities. Indeed, you are the supreme protector of religious principles. Why are you so anxious to kill me, even though I am in the form of a cow? Purport. The planet Earth argues that there is no doubt that one who creates can also annihilate by his sweet will. The planet Earth questions, why should sheep should be killed when the Lord is prepared to give protection to everyone? After all, it is the earth that is the resting place for all other living entities, and it is the earth that produces grains for them. Text 32. Nunam bate sasya samitam janais tanmayaya durajayaya kritatmabi na lakshate yas tvadakarod akaryad yoneka akaparatas chaishvara. Synonyms. Nunam, surely. Bata, certainly. Ishashya, of the Supreme Personality of God. It's samhitam, activities, plan. Janai, by people. Tatmayaya, by his potency. Durajaya, which is unconquerable. Akritatmabi, who are not sufficiently experienced, nah, never, lakshite are seen, ya, he who, to, then, akarot, created, akarayat, cause to create, ya, one who, aneka, many, aika, one, parata, by his inconceivable potencies, cha, and ishvara, controller. Translation, my dear Lord, although you are one, by your inconceivable potencies, you have expanded yourself in many forms. Through the agency of Brahma, you have created this universe. You are therefore directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are not sufficiently experienced cannot understand your transcendental activities because these persons are covered by your illusory energy. Purport, God is one, but he expands himself in a variety of energies. This material world, the spiritual energy, the marginal energy, and so forth. Unless one is favored and especially endowed with grace, he cannot understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts through his different energies. The living entities are also the marginal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma is also one of these living entities, but he is specially empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Brahma is supposed to be the creator of this universe, actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead is its ultimate creator. In this verse, the word mayaya is significant. Maya means energy. Lord Brahma is not the energetic, but is one of the manifestations of the large marginal energy. In other words, Lord Brahma is only an instrument. Although sometimes plans appear contradictory, there is a definite plan behind all action. One who is experienced and is favored by the Lord can understand that everything is being done according to the Lord's supreme plan. Text 33. Sargadi yo Shanuru nadi shaktibir dravya kriya karaka chetana mabi tasmai samudnada niruda shaktaye nama parashmai purushaya vidhase. Synonyms. Sargadi, creation, maintenance, and dissolution. Ya, one who, asya, of this material world. Anurunadi, causes. Shakti be by his own potencies. Dravya, physical elements. Kriya, senses. Karaka, controlling demigods. Chetanat, intelligence. Atma be consisting of false ego. Tasmai, unto him. Samunada, manifest. Niruda, potential. Shaktaye, one who possesses these energies. Nama, obeisances. Parashmai, unto the transcendental. Purushaya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidase, unto the cause of all causes. Translation. My dear Lord, by your own potencies, you are the original cause of the material elements, the performing instruments, the senses, the workers of the senses, the controlling demigods, the intelligence and the ego, as well as everything else. By your energy, you manifest this entire cosmic creation, maintain it, and dissolve it. Through your energy alone, everything is sometimes manifest and sometimes not manifest. You are therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. Offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport, all activities begin with the creation of the total energy, the Mahatattva. Then, by the agitation of the three gunas, the physical elements are created, as well as the mind, ego, and the controller of the senses. All of these are created one after another by the inconceivable energy of the Lord. In modern electronics, a mechanic may, by pushing only one button, set off an electronic chain reaction by which so many actions are carried out one after another. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead pushes the button of creation, and different energies create the material elements, and various controllers of the physical elements and their subsequent interactions follow the inconceivable plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 34. Savai bhavan atman vinir mitam jagat bhutendriyanta karanatmakam vibho samstapayishyan aja mam rasatalad abhyuja harambasa adisukara. Synonyms: sa, he, vai, certainly, bhavan, yourself, atma, by yourself, vinirmitam, manufactured, jagat, this world, bhuta, of the physical elements, indriya, senses, antakarana, mind, heart, atmakam, consisting of, vibho, O Lord, samstapayisan, sam, maintaining, aja, O unborn, mam, may, me, rasa talat, from the plutonic region, abhyujarhara, took out, ampasa, from the water, adi, original, shukara, the boar. Translation: my dear Lord, you are always unborn. Once, in the form of the original boar, you rescued me from the waters. At the bottom of the universe, through your own energy, you created all the physical elements, the senses, and the heart for the maintenance of the world. Purport: this refers to the time when Lord Krishna appeared as the supreme boar of Varaha and rescued the earth, which had been merged in water. The Asura Hiranyaksha had dislocated the earth from its orbit and thrown it beneath the waters of the Darbadak ocean. Then the Lord, in the shape of the original boar, rescued the earth. Text 35. Apam upaste mayina navi asa avastita prajabhavan adya rakshishukila savira murti sambabhudaradaro yo mam pasyasi urgrasarno jighamsasi. Synonyms: apam, of the water, upaste, of situated on the surface, mayi, in me, navi, in a boat, avastita, standing, praja, living entities, bhavan, yourself, adya, now, rakshishu, desiring to protect, kila, indeed, sahi, viramuti, in the form of a great hero, samabhut, became dara-dara, the protector of your planet Earth, ka, or ya, one who, mem, me, payasi, for the sake of milk, ugrashara, with sharpened arrows, jikamsasi, you desire to kill. Translation: my dear Lord, in this way you once protected me by rescuing me from the water, and consequently your name has been famous as Dharadhara, he who holds the planet Earth. Yet, at the present moment, in the form of a great hero, you are about to kill me with sharpened arrows. I am, however, just like a boat on the water, keeping everything afloat. Purport: the Lord is known as Dharadhara, meaning, quote, he who keeps the earth planet on his tusks as the boar incarnation, end quote. Thus, the planet Earth in the shape of a cow is counting the contradictory acts of the Lord. Although he once saved the earth, he now wants to upset the earth, which is just like a boat on water. No one can understand the activities of the Lord. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, human beings sometimes think the Lord's activities contradictory. Text 36. Nunam janar iti tam ishvaranam asmad vidais tadguna sargamayaya nadyatate mohitachita vartmabis tebyo namo vira yasaskarebya. Synonyms: nunam, surely, janai, by the people in general, ihitam, activities, ishvaranam, of the controllers, asmat vidai, like me, tat, of the personality of Godhead, guna, of the modes of material nature, sarga, which brings forth creation, mayaya, by your energy, na, never, dhyanate, are understood, mohita, bewildered, chitta, whose minds, vartmabhi, way, tebya, unto them, nama, obeisances, Vira Vesha Karebya, who bring renown to heroes themselves. Translation. My dear Lord, I am also a creation of one of your energies, composed of the three modes of material nature. Consequently, I am bewildered by your activities. Even the activities of your devotees cannot be understood, and what to speak of your pastimes. Thus, everything appears to us to be contradictory and wonderful. Purport. The activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various forms and incarnations are always uncommon and wonderful. It is not possible for a tiny human being to estimate the purpose and plans of such activities. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has said that unless the Lord's activities are accepted as inconceivable, they cannot be explained. The Lord is eternally existing as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Goloka Vrindavan. He has also simultaneously expanded himself in innumerable forms, beginning with Lord Ram, Lord Nrsimha, Lord Varaha, and all the incarnations directly coming from Sankarshan. Sankarshan is the expansion of Baladev. Baladev is the first manifestation of Krishna. Therefore, all these incarnations are known as Kala. The word Ishwaranam refers to all the personalities of Godhead. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 539, Hermadi Murtishu Kala Niyamanatistam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is confirmed that all the incarnations are partial expansions, or Kala, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not take the plural number of the word Ishwaranam to mean that there are many Godheads. The fact is that God is one, but he exists eternally and expands himself in innumerable forms and acts in various ways. Sometimes the common man is bewildered by all this and considers such activities contradictory, but they are not contradictory. There is a great plan behind all the Lord's activities. For our understanding, it is sometimes said that the Lord is situated in the heart of a thief as well as in the heart of a householder, and that the supersoul is in the heart of the thief dictates, quote, go and steal things from that particular house, end quote. At the same time, the Lord tells the householder, quote, now be careful of thieves and burglars, end quote. These instructions to different persons appear contradictory, yet we should know that the supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has some plan, and we should not consider such activities in contradictory. The best course is to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead wholeheartedly, and, being protected by him, remain peaceful. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of this fourth canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Maharaj Prithu becomes angry at the earth, end quote.